For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
I am here with the beautiful, the talented Lisa Marie Viren. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome. It's been a long time. I think when's the last time I saw you? Shimmer?
It was either Shimmer or Resistance.
Or Chicago.
Yeah.
Resistance Pro. Yeah, that was it. Yeah, and you had bright, fluorescent red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't recognize you. Time. Yeah. Yeah. You look beautiful.
Oh, well, so
you're a grown ass woman. Like you look better than ever.
Oh,
you know, some people
you.
Age really well. Like, some people look better when they get older.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's the ring light and the makeup.
and there's a cheat filter thing on our Zoom we're not going to tell anybody about.
Exactly. But you know how it goes. I mean,
yeah,
you just celebrated a birthday a couple of months ago. You turned the big 50. I mean, you look immaculate for 50. I wouldn't, like, obviously, I know you've had this extended career and everything, so I know you're probably getting older, but to be 50 and look like you do, walking down the street, if I didn't know who you were, I would never say you were 50 years old.
Thank you. The big fight, you know, I'm one of those people who are like, oh, I'm getting older. I'm not sad about it. I'm embracing it, you know, because, you know, with age, like, the things I know now, I wish I knew back then when we first started the business. In the wrestling business, you know what I mean? Because now we're like, oh, I should have done this. Oh my God. And then, you know, lucky youngsters now on TV having social media.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have this growing up, right? Yeah.
That's
so huge. Yeah. But thank you so much. The big 50.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, well, mentally I'm never going to be 50 years old, but like, you know, the bumps and bruises a little bit from wrestling, you know, that you're sleeping wrong, your neck, you're like, wow, I can't turn my neck. What did you do? I slept wrong. My pillow was too high. Come on.
Yes,
come on.
That is a daily thing that we have to worry about nowadays. But like me, I haven't wrestled in like 3 or 4 years, I would say. And it's still like, there's some days where I'm just like, man, I just don't want to get out of bed.
Yes, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of days. I mean, it's not just a few days. It's a lot. There's like days like, you know, don't forget, you know, we're doing interviews all the time too. And you like to put the face on. It's a to-do, isn't it? It's a freaking chore, right? And it's like, they don't realize you have to mentally prepare you for like yourself for being on. You know what I mean? And it's mentally and physically exhausting. And, you know, like you having a podcast, we have a podcast. It's not just a one day affair. You do the interview, you're not finished. You have to edit and you're like, okay, I got to get the next guest. What am I going to talk about? What feature can I, you know, like it's a lot of stuff like you need to learn about,
mm-hmm.
right? It's just, yeah, technology is just difficult.
I know with, especially GawTV, you guys do a lot of like St. Patrick's Day. You guys did a big thing. You did each of your birthdays that you guys have had so far on the show. You guys have done like a bigger thing. So you have like these themes and I try to do the exact same. Like I try to do like obviously WrestleMania week. I have you on, you know, obviously because you participated in two different WrestleManias. And I mean, it's just great to have somebody, of course, of your caliber on and that you know, but it is, it's day and night. You're constantly learning new things because you want to improve your show. You just can't.
And you might, hey, you're trying to make it unique because every wrestler has a podcast.
Yes.
Everyone, right? And you're just like, oh, like, how can I be a little bit different than the other one? You know? So yeah, we haven't celebrated Mickey James' birthday. That's coming up, at the end of August 31st, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know what we're going to do. You know, it's just like, it's hard to like beat every birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. I have to say, you guys just celebrated SoCal Val's birthday just recently, and you guys had on Ginger Minge from RuPaul's Drag Race, which I just happened to mention. I love RuPaul's Drag Race. That is like
wrestling. Oh, you'll have a lot in common with SoCal Val.
Yeah.
You'll have a lot in common. To get these guests, like, we reached out, we asked her best friend in Orlando, Erin, who are her top, give me some names, who are our top drag queens.
Yeah.
And so we reached out, like, every avenue. We were trying to reach out to drag queens. And we have also a fashion guy, Asher Nista is what he's called. And he was like, oh, good luck, they're queens. Because, you know, he goes, they don't respond and stuff like that. And Ginger Minch's husband, who is CJ, he worked for TNA, and is a big wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so Erin is the one that got the guest. I even reached out. I did an appearance at Jimmy's World Order in L.A. And the guy that booked me on this, his barber works on RuPaul's show.
Oh.
We even went through the barber, and he couldn't get it. We couldn't get these guests. And then, thank God, like, you know, Erin goes, you know, CJ's a big fan, and, like, you know, we can get Ginger Minch. I'm like, oh my God. And it was actually perfect because, you know, Mickey sings, and I still happen. Like, I have, they sent me her CD.
Oh, that's so cool.
She sent me an 8x10, and this is cool for podcasts, too, because you know how hot it gets under these lights, right?
Yes.
Am I doing this wrong? Her fan.
Bless
how cool
you.
Is that? Cool. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. I met her, oh, gosh, I want to say probably about 5 years ago now. And she was just like, what you saw on TV, what you guys see on GAW TV is exactly what you get in real life with her. When I met her at a meet and greet when, like I said, they were here in Montreal. And I was just like, oh my God, you are like such a breath of fresh air, because a lot of them are, you know, okay, you're here for a meet and greet. Here's a picture, blah, 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 whatever. And go on your way because, you know, kind of like wrestling, they have long lines to get through, you know?
Yeah, and also, too, is Ginger Minch answers all of her emails and all. She's the one that she handles all of her social media.
Yeah.
And I was like, God bless you. God, I mean, that, like, the DMs, like, I had to I asked my girlfriend that runs my store, mm-hmm. and I said, could you help me pick up my DMs? I can't get through them.
Yeah.
Just let me know you need to read this one, and, you know, but it's so hard because it's already marked as read. So I don't know what to look at. You know what I mean? So I needed help. I'm like, I think people think we live on social media, even though that's our job to promote on social media. But it's not 24/7 of our life. Like you have a son, you have a family to take care of,
mm-hmm.
you know? And, you know, I have a rule after 5 o'clock, no phones, no social media,
amazing.
Nothing. Because I saw that movie Social Dilemma, which
you
I highly
telling me about that. Yeah, what is that about? I haven't seen it yet.
It's about like how there's an algorithm to get you addicted to social media. If they don't see you scrolling on Facebook, they'll send you something that you're interested in, and then you just click on that, and you're like, oh, I wonder what else is going on, and it starts getting you scrolling. Wonder what else is going on. And so it's an addiction, you know. And I was like, man, I fell for that, and I'm not gonna, you know, after, like, when my boyfriend gets home, no phones. It's distracting. And when we go out to dinner, when I look around, it's disgusting how, I mean, so many people are freaking swiping, whatever they're doing on social media. And they're not enjoying going out to dinner with a friend.
Oh, that's amazing. Because I know, like, for me, like, I am addicted to it. I'll constantly Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm on all three, especially when I post up a new episode. Like that day, and like luckily
you want to see the comments.
Yeah,
yeah.
And luckily, I have an app that will post to all three for me. So, like,
me too.
That's amazing. So, at least I'm not scrolling on all of them all the time. But it's difficult a lot of times.
It is. It's really difficult. And it's time-consuming. People don't realize it just sucks up your day, you know? And there's sometimes I'm just I can't even stand my phone. I'm just like, I'm done. I can't do it. I need Lisa time. And I'm one, you know, a lot of people don't know I'm a loner. I really appreciate being, you know, my boyfriend has a 9-to-5. I enjoy it when he's at work because I have two dogs and I'm by myself and I can get my orders, my shipping out and like, you know, start packing for WrestleCon, which is a freaking pain in the ass.
Oh yeah.
And dishes, steam clean the carpet, take my dogs out. You know, I just did laundry, just finished folding. I mean, you get stuff done, right? Yeah. It's supposed to be relaxing and very meditative. You could, you know, be zen, but it's still, you have a lot of crap to do in the day.
Of course. Absolutely. Like I have a job outside of obviously doing my podcast. So with that and then having my son and all that, like after like he goes to bed, it's like, okay, what days did I do for my podcast this week? And then the days that I don't have my podcast, I'm like totally
promoting.
On Netflix watching something or, you know, I'm a big fan of Big Bang Theory personally. Like that helps me
guess what my dog's name is. My little boy, Chihuahua, is Sheldon.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, and then my little girl is Lovey. That was Gilligan's Island. Yeah. So, I love that show. Did you see the young Sheldon?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, my God. It's way better than Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Way better.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Oh, God, this kid is brilliant. I don't know how they got this actor. This actor is, like, just spot on Sheldon.
Oh, that's
awesome. Have to watch it. What channel is that? Not on Netflix, Hulu?
I'm not sure. I mean, I have cable, so I'm sure it's on there. But really,
yeah, I don't have cable.
Oh no.
No, Hulu. I pay for the apps.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
nowadays.
And I piggyback on people's apps too.
Yeah, you know, everybody does that.
Save me money.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about wrestling, and let's start about with the most recent accomplishment I would say that you had in, well, there's two of them that are pretty recent, is just about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, WWE put out their top 50 greatest women superstars, and you are number 14. What an honor is that for you?
Honestly!
That's
dude.
Amazing.
Oh, okay. There's a girl, Ella Jay. You probably know her. She's in the podcast world, a wrestling gal. And she's the one that runs my store and helps me with posting stuff on my store and picks up my DMs. And yeah, and she was the one that we do Voxer. Do you remember Voxer?
Oh, I still have Voxer.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, I love Voxer. Too.
Okay, now wait, I have to add you on mine.
Definitely.
Yeah. I have that. The number you have is my Louisville number. I changed it.
Yeah, well, I live in Montreal now, so I've changed my number too. So.
Wow.
Yeah, lots changed, right?
I know. We're grown. We're adults. I don't like it. I don't like it.
We're grown ass women.
Yes, baby. Oh my God! But when she was the one that told me, I'm so upset you got 14 because she's really biased. She's like, you should have got top 10. And I'm like, I'm actually shocked I made the list. And she goes, how could you be shocked? And I'm like, you know, I haven't been wrestling in a while, you know. And I was like, I was surprised the number I got. I was so honored, and I was like, holy, it was shocking. To make the list is just an honor, you know, just to make the list. And I was like, I'm pretty, Ella, don't get upset. I'm pretty happy. I go, if I was number 50, I would still been happy, you know, as long as I was like in the 50, I'm like, wow, that was such an honor, and it blew me away. And I only heard that through her first. And then I went through social media, and people were tagging me or adding to the story. You know, when they tag you on the stories, the Insta stories, and I was like, oh, my God, this is big. This is a big deal. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
Well,
crazy.
From someone who I don't want to say I grew up watching you because, I mean, I'm not
much
younger than you are. But for someone who watched you on television and the amount of women that you have influenced, including myself, I mean, you being 14, I can understand where you're saying, like, oh, it's an honor just to be on there. Like, I'm, you know, I didn't expect that. But, like, I could even say you would be in my top 10 if I were to make my own list.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Very easily top 10.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I was just honored. I was blown away. I was really freaking shocked. I'm going to be completely honest. Yeah, I was, what? I'm 14. What? Oh, my gosh. And I had to ask her, oh, what did this girl get? What's Bailey? What's Bailey? She should be, you know, on the list because she's one of my favorites. And I go, what's Ruby? What's, you know, like, you know, and she was like, oh, she goes, are you not paying attention? I go, I can't keep up with my social. I'm following way too many people. And I got stuff to do during the day, too. Like, I have a family, you know, and, you know, just to have my sanity, I got to step away from the phone.
Right.
You know, quite a bit, you know. So, yeah. Yeah, crazy. Crazy.
That's still awesome. And also that was awesome, you were in this year's 2021 Women's Royal Rumble. How was that when WWE asked you to come back for that? Because, I mean, you retired in 2019.
Yeah. Was it 2019?
Mm-hmm.
You know better than I do. Okay. Yeah. And they called me 2 weeks prior to the Rumble. And I'll be honest with you, I saw the 203 area code. I didn't answer. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? When we used to get the 203 area code calling you, we're either fired, in trouble, or, hey, we need you to fly out, something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I got the like, my stomach started tingling, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I picked up the message, and I'm like, oh, they want me at the Rumble. And, you know, I haven't been to the gym. I don't get my nails done. The Botox, I don't have hair extensions anymore. You know, I'm not that Victoria-esque what people remember me being, super jacked, and, you know, I'm a kind of a normal looking gal. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be so disappointing if I come back now. And I did reach out to SoCal Val and Mickey, and they're like, you better do it.
Yeah.
Fans are waiting for you to come back. And I go, I don't think I'm ready. I'm not. I go, these girls, the athleticism now and how fast they work and the spots they do, am I going to be able to keep up? The insecurities came back.
Yeah.
You know, and I think people don't realize how insecure us wrestlers, especially being female, and that pressure of being skinny, no wrinkles, no gray hair, and just like looking the part and still be able to keep up with the new style now, you know, like the new style of wrestling.
Yeah, definitely.
I was self-doubting myself. I don't know if I'm ready. I don't like, and I reached out, you know, I called a couple hours later and I was like, Mark, and he was like, he always calls me Bobby because we have a inside joke about Bobby Lashley. And so, and I was like, he goes, we want you at Rumble. And I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? And I go, I don't have any wrestling gear. I've sold them all. Mm-hmm. You know, how do I get ready for this? And he goes, we need to go to get blood work and a physical. And I was like, oh my, I don't have a doctor here in San Diego. I was like, and the people that do my hormone therapy, because I'm going through menopause, which I don't wish it on anybody. Mm. I get these tablets like inserted on my upper buttocks that they insert tablets. They take your blood test. They insert it and slow releases the hormones that you're lacking.
Okay.
And I found out my thyroid was low. I'm low on testosterone. I'm low on testosterone. Look how jacked I was. That's weird. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I never did shit. I never did steroids or anything like that. Right. So it was all like, I was so scared to lift heavy because I got, my body would get humongous. And I was like, I still wanted to look the feminine part, you know? And immediately called the bio-T place. And I was like, do you guys do physicals and blood work? And they're like, yes. I go, I need to get it done like ASAP. I mean, like as soon as possible. And I went in, got it done. They sent me across the street. They didn't have all the blood tubes there. So I had to go across the street. And I, you know, that, I said, okay, I cleared everything. And they're like, okay, here's your flight. You're going to stay at this hotel. You want a rental car? Do you want a car pickup? And I go, I would like a rental car. I don't want to be on the mercy of somebody else's time. And I don't want, you know, so my gosh. And then I called Jolene from TNA, who did my wrestling gear. I go, I need gear. I go, I'm in the mania. And I go, please keep this hush hush. I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell anybody else because it's leakage. I didn't want, you know, they always, you know, I didn't want my three older brothers. They're still proud of their baby sis. they're going to like, oh, my, you guys got to tune into this show. You know, my sister's going to be, I didn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell any other wrestlers. And I told a few, like, very last minute. I was so, you know, what they say is, like, you want someone to know your secrets, you tell a wrestler. Because they can't hold on to secrets, right?
Oh, it's just, that's the truth.
Right? They can't, they're just, like, itching to tell somebody. And not anymore at our age. We can, mm-hmm. like, okay, you can trust me, you know? But I was so terrified, but, yeah. And I flew out there, and I was just nervous as hell. Nervous. I felt like a freaking greenhorn. Like, I felt like a rookie. Like,
didn't look like it, though.
Oh, my God, girl. I was
like
puking.
Right back in.
Wow, thank you. I was puking the day when I landed, and I was puking the day of a rehearsal to find out our number. And then the next day, I was, like, throwing up because of I was so nervous. And I was, my hands were sweating. I was just, I got a headache because I wasn't eating. You know that feeling? Like, you're just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, I can't mess up.
Nervous.
Oh, God, and just my belly was just in knots, and I was just, my hands were clammy, but, you know, everybody kept on seeing if I was okay, and I'm not good at pretending I belong and acting confident until I come out the curtain. That's it. Yeah. When I hear my music, it triggers, right? Like, when you hear music, you're like, I'm not Lisa anymore. I'm Victoria, you know? Yeah. And it was so nerve-wracking, and it was, but it was, the caliber of those girls, man. Jeez, man. I could not believe it. Oh, the spots they do and just, oh, crazy.
Definitely. Well, I know, like, for me, and I've seen other interviews of yours, like, you are, like, this natural heel in the ring, but then you're so nice on the outside. And, like, I'm very old school in the same way. Like, I feel like we're, like, kindred spirits here because of that reason. And, like, but I've worked with, like, a lot of these girls on the independents before, you know, they got to WWE, and I'm just like, holy crap, where did this come from? And, like, of course, they have all the amazing trainers down at the PC and all of that. So, I mean, they're just, like, on a whole different level than what they were when they were in the independents working.
Absolutely. Like, to have that performance center, like, having their gym. Have you been to that? That was the first time I've ever seen. No, that was my first time. We had to drive 2 hours to go to the rehearsals.
Yeah.
And not saying we're going over all our spots. Like, we're finding out who's before us. Okay, who's in the ring with us, that kind of thing. And
hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
They have the gym, they have a chiropractor, they have the, you know, a doctor, a green screen room so you can practice on promos. We didn't have that back in the day.
Right.
We, you know, we had, like, you know, in the old hard shell buildings, like, for OVW, and, you know, with, you know, spider webs all over the place. You know, don't get me wrong, I learned from the best at my school. So I was very lucky to be in the school I was with because everybody made it. And, but to have that chiropractic and just at your hand, like if you have a cold, you have someone to go to instead of kayfabing the cold, you're like, oh God, I don't want to tell anybody I have a cold. Then I'm not working. Or like if I'm sick or, oh my God, I think I tweaked my shoulder. You kind of keep that hush hush until it's absolutely kaputs. Right. And, to have that, oh my God, they are just so lucky and just, and I found out by one of the guys, Navajo, was telling me that NXT, they have a bus a heel bus and a baby face bus that takes them to the show.
That's amazing.
You know how, like, we used to all pile up in one car to get, you know, not just in the indies, in our day, you know, like in WWE, we piled in a car so we can save money on the car rental, and we would share hotel rooms so we can have a cheaper hotel night. And it's in their catering, like everything is the caliber, how they treat their athletes are just freaking top notch. And I'm like, God, I hope they really, you know, they don't have to build a ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, especially now it's all together all the time, right?
Yeah. But when they're touring, they have, you know, other people that build the ring, right? You know, remember how we used to have to carry the poles and the wood and all that stuff? Crazy, right? But at least they're taken care of that way they can focus just on the wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And just better their repertoire, work on their craft, and like still learn. You know what I mean? I can care less how long you've been wrestling. You're always learning. You don't know everything.
No,
you still feel green. You still feel green.
Yeah.
You know?
And like you said, from just 5-10 years ago, the style has changed dramatically. So you're constantly learning on the fly because there's new moves to learn. There's new ways to do certain things. The psychology of matches have even changed since, you know, in the last couple of years as well. So it's crazy. And speaking of the PC, have they ever asked you to come be a trainer there?
They did a long time ago when I first moved to California when I got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going through my divorce. And so I was living at my brother's house, and I was still waiting for the call back. And I was like, hey, guys. I was like calling all these people. I'm still living out of boxes that are in my brother's garage. I go, do I get an apartment? Like, I need to live somewhere.
Right.
Or am I coming out to Florida and that kind of thing? And then Fit Finley, I finally reached out to Fit Finley, and they said they went with somebody else, Sarah Stoff, which I'm a big fan of. She's
great.
She's so great and patient and a great trainer. And I was like, okay. I go, dang, I wish they just would have called me just to let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, get out of your brother's house. And, you know, he had a daughter, you know, in a teenage daughter, and just I was in the way, you know, although they didn't make me feel that way. Sorry. Beeping is I live on top of a trolley.
Oh, no
the train. Okay. But, you know, I still am interested in being a trainer or something, you know. I'm not one to be – I don't need the limelight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like to help the new talent out, you know. So I think I have a lot to offer, like camera angles and stopping at a moment and creating that character. Because when I went back for that Rumble, I go, you guys, I work really slow. I go, when I hook you on this, let me get my facial expression in. You know, like I'm all about crazy Victoria or like, you know, get a close up on my face because I'm going to tell a story right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so brilliant.
Right? And I'm just very slow in telling stories like the old school way. You know what I mean? I wasn't used to spot. Oh my God, is someone going to be in my way? Oh my God, someone's in the middle of the ring. Oh my God, I'm going to land on them. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And speaking of that, I watched a bunch of stuff over the past week or so. And one of the things that I loved, and I wish as a heel that I would have thought of this when I was wrestling, is you, I don't remember who you were wrestling, but you bit their nail off in the middle of the match. And I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. And then you said,
Stacy Keibler.
You gave like the whole story away, but I was like, oh, that's still so amazing. Is that they actually had taped the nail on for you, but when they.
We put a Band-Aid and put it reverse on the nail.
Yeah.
And so I can bite it, and then it flicked off and it landed on the outskirts of the ring, you know, on the wrestling pad. And all the fans were like, there's a Band-Aid that was taped on. And I'm like, oh no, I'm such, oh no. You know, I was like, they're going to hear this. But yeah, I was like, I would love to bite someone's knee, you know, nail off, you know. And I was like, can you put a Lee Press on nail? But sometimes that glue doesn't come off, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was one time where I had someone pull a piece of my – this is when I didn't have extensions. So we glued with eyelash glue in here, but it glued in, and it ripped a chunk of my hair out. And I thought, wait, it's eyelash glue. You know, sometimes when we wear it, like the corners will peel off.
Yeah,
and it's hard to stay on. And your head sweats, so I thought it would loosen up the glue, but oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. But those little tiny moments and those little tiny things really kind of set, like, you want to be that extra heel. Like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I can't believe she did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you try to just, you know, go through like watching old tapes. Like, what did she do? What did Sherry Martel do? You know? Yeah, exactly. You know, what did the old school girls do to get over as a heel?
Yeah.
You know, because it's hard to get fans to boo you, especially a lot of the girls now like mm-hmm. the heels.
Yeah. I mean, you know? I've obviously been drawn to Sensational Sherry, who was a heel probably 99.9% of her career. But I love that stuff. And like, I remember when I used to do shows, my mom was like my biggest fan, and she would come to the shows that she was able to come to, and she would cheer me. And I'm like, Mom, please.
Oh, do that. Yes.
My job. And if you're cheering for me. So like, obviously we looked very similar, especially not now, because I've dyed and my hair's not
with the red, like, red.
But back then, I mean, people could still tell we're related, and I'm sitting there like, sit down, shut up.
Yes, so exactly.
At her, and I feel so bad, you know, but
I know.
What well, to do.
And then when your family comes with signs.
Oh, I didn't have
signs. Like, what are you doing, man? I go, man, the fans are not going to want to cheer you because they don't want to insult the parents and my brothers and their fiancés and their wives and stuff like that. You're making my job harder. Like, what are you doing? I'm trying to get people to hate me. My job is to get the baby face over, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. The parents are sometimes you're like, maybe you shouldn't give them the front row seats.
Yeah.
Or the third row seats. Maybe sit them behind more.
Yeah, definitely. See, me, I was just like, Mom, you make sure you sit in the very back. I'll scream at you, whatever. She loved it. Like, she was eating it all up because she was a wrestling fan when I was a kid. You know, that's how I.
Oh, she was?
Oh, yeah. Like, my dad went to WrestleMania 3. And they went to, I think, the first Survivor Series as well. Like, I have some old wrestling cards that they went to as well. Like, I mean, on a piece of paper, the card. It's fantastic. I love it. It's amazing, that kind of stuff.
That is nuts.
Hey, everybody. Just wanted to take a minute to tell you about my friend and big supporter of the show, apparel line Ruddy Lad. My wardrobe is filled with these T-shirts. They're so comfortable, and I am not the only one who feels this way. You can find celebrities enjoy them too. Everyone from WWE's Big E, Sheamus, Ronda Rousey and Travis Brown, UFC icon Chuck Liddell and Conor McGregor's training team, to the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Bono from U2, Phil X from Bon Jovi, and actors too, such as Chad Michael Murray, and so many more. Ruddy Lad was also featured on Dragon's Den on Netflix. So head over to ruddylad.com. Help support them and make sure raise some proper mischief.
Okay, this is Sheldon.
Oh, hi, Sheldon. How cute.
Mean. He wants water. He was coughing up there, so he has a trachea problem. Ugh.
Mm.
I don't understand how you guys are moms.
Yeah.
I have two dogs, and I worry to death about them, and they're a handful. Mm. And when people have kids, I'm like, If I was a mom, I'd either be way too cool mom, or I think for me, I'd be too strict where mm-hmm. my child is going to rebel. If it's a girl, they're definitely going to rebel against me because I'm like, no makeup, you can't date, you know, you know, let me check your social media. Like, cause we're smart now.
Yeah.
In boys, you can kind of go, if they fall, scrape their knee, you're like, you can handle it. It's a difference, right? It's still different, yeah. Right?
But, yeah. You know, I have a dog, and then I also have my son, and, like, it's a whole nother world. Like, the dog, obviously, I protect, too. Like, he was my baby before my baby, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I still protect him, but, like, my son, like, he's just a whole nother different level because he's a lot more independent than my dog. My dog's like, just let me sit in your lap and cuddle.
Yes.
And nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, but I try to be the cool mom as much as possible, but there are some times where I'm just like, no, you sit down and you don't do this and you don't do this. And I'm like, oh, I feel awful. But then like,
to have boundaries or they're going to take advantage of you,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is. It's a hard line to balance
separate.
There when
yeah.
you're the cool mom and still keep your kids safe and comfortable.
Like a hip and cool, like, you know, I know what's going on today, you know, I'm into what's going on, I listen to the same music, that kind of stuff, right? Okay, going back to Sherry Martel, though.
Go ahead.
I took hair bills and OVW from her. And everybody was telling me before she got there, she's going to beat the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowed to cuss, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And I was like, I was terrified. And she was like, I'm just going to give you like two hair bills. And I'm like, just two? And I, the fans were popping so big, you know, she doesn't let go of the hair bill.
Right.
It's those twister. And I had long hair back then. And I just kept on going. And I didn't want to call her spots. But I was like, again, because it's like getting a good chop. The fans go, ooh. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, no. Do it again. The fans are they're loving it. You know what I mean? But I marked out when I took those. And when she got inducted, when she was at the Hall of Fame, I went up to her. I go, hi, Sherry. My name's Victoria, Lisa. I go, we met a long time in OVW. She goes, yeah, we actually had a match and a little spot. And I go, I didn't know if you were going to remember me, you know, because I was so new. And I was like, I just want to reintroduce myself and just thank you so much for paving the way, that kind of stuff. I studied your stuff and, you know, that kind of stuff. But I marked out big time I was in the ring with her.
Well, besides that, I mean, because when you came into wrestling, you had found it indirectly, I guess, is the best way to say it. So when you went back, because obviously you trained your ass off, you wanted to work like the boys. Who were those people that you went back and looked at to develop your style?
I studied Ivory, Sherry Martel, Maya Mula, Medusa. Oh, my gosh. And Jackie Moore. I was always attracted to the heels,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I knew that I was a bigger girl. I knew what character I was going to be because all the girls were really tiny and petite and 98 pounds. I'm 155, 160, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I studied them, and Ivory is the one that first took me under her wing on the road. You know, let me travel with you. Let me show you what we do. You know, we either go to breakfast and go to the gym or go to the gym and then go have breakfast and then maybe a tanning salon back in the day,
right.
And not having the orange tanning salon spray, you know, back in the day we had a tan, right? That got awful. Yeah, but the people I studied, like the matches, but psychology wise, was Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat.
Oh, amazing! I mean, you couldn't learn from two better.
If you can do a Broadway match, which is an hour long match, is for people that are new to this, mm-hmm. And have people still standing on their feet at the end, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I always try to do Ricky Steamboat arm drag. And the only one I can do that to, it wasn't Ricky Steamboat. Molly Holly was the only one because it's also the person taking it.
Right.
You have to grip a certain way and she can fly. Like she was magical in the air. She was like a gazelle. And I was like, she was the one I can get really, really high up. And she was like, I can barely hook her because mm-hmm. she's so high up, you know. And but I was like trying so hard to do. And then I saw Ric Flair, you know, Ricky Steamboat come backstage at the Gorilla. I mean, not the Gorilla, the meetings and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize him because he was completely gray hair. And I'm like, I was standing by Ric Flair. And I go, who's that? And he goes, looked at me and I go, that's Ricky Steamboat. And I go, oh. I study your guys' matches. I go, oh, my God, he looks different. Don't tell him I said that. Don't tell him I said that. Oh, my God. I go, I know every match you guys had, you know. And he goes, and then he goes, hey, Ricky. He called, and I was like, oh, my God, he's going to stooge me off, right?
Uh-huh.
And he came up, and he locked up Ricky Steamboat, and he, like, put him in a headlock. And it's like, and all of us in the meeting marked out. I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, we're little fangirls too, you know, when we get to meet our heroes, you know? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's the same for me. I mean, every time I meet somebody that I've emulated something off of, and hopefully when I first met you, I wasn't too, you know, marking out too hard, but like,
no.
You're definitely one of them for me. And I was just like, hi.
No, you were very nice. And I was like, I thought, you know, when you go to these shows, you don't know, like, you're like, oh, people are going to think I'm a snob or like, you know, or they're not going to talk to me thinking I don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I, you know, I'm one that likes to hang around everyone, like the boys,
mm-hmm.
which that's what we call ourselves too. You know, I'm one of the boys. I like the locker room banter, you know, and I didn't want to be excluded from that, you know?
Yeah.
And so you're like every independent, you're so different. It's a new locker room. You have to reintroduce yourself and you're like, you know, wanting to hang out, but you're like, some people don't want to, and just don't take the time to talk to you. You know what I mean? And it's like, it hurts my feelings. I'm like, oh,
When I knew I was doing that show with you at Resilience in Chicago, I was through the roof. I was like, oh, like when I see shows with people that I'm going to be able to work with or be on the same show with, I'm just like over ecstatic. Like, I love that kind of stuff. I try to say hello to everybody and, you know, make sure like, you know, people don't think I'm some kind of snob too. Cause I mean, there is some times where, you know, you don't get the opportunity to, you know, go to everybody cause you're taken away somewhere else. But like, I always try to be that open person. And like, when I saw gimmicks and stuff, I mean, this is a couple of years ago, obviously, like fans would avoid my area. And I'm like, but I'm a really nice person.
Person.
Like,
and then you know what's shitty? Person. You know what's shitty?
Hmm.
Like, the heels don't make money selling their gimmicks. So when I started traveling with ODB, Jessica, I said, hey, let me, I'll pay for the room tonight. Cause I had it, I was a baby face, right?
Okay.
And she was the heel, which is bonkers to me. But, she goes, why? And I go, I got to do the signing. You know, I had an extra signing at intermission and after the show and before the show. I made more money than you did. So let me take care of the room. And she goes, no one has ever done that. And I go,
wow.
Shame. Shame on them. Babyface should always take care of the heel. You are a babyface and you are selling so much more gimmicks because of the heel putting you over and making you look good. You know, you make both each other look good. Mm-hmm. It's a teamwork. It's a team effort. And people, they don't get it now. And that's what upsets me about the business is you're a team. You're only as good as your opponent, right?
Right.
And, you know, like, let me take care of your meal. This meal's on me. Let me get your drink.
That's amazing. I never had that happen to me either. But like, if that would have, I mean, I would have been in shock, like literally, because that's not something that happens on the regular. Now, was that at TNA when you were working with ODB?
Yeah, TNA. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That says a lot about your own personality though.
Thank you. You have to be giving, you know, like, my God, you're putting both each other's body in jeopardy and you're hurting every night and traveling, you know, it's a lot that goes on a road trip, you know, like on a loop, you're exhausted and you're like, oh God, I got a 4-hour drive to the next town. You know, you got to make the best of it and just like, you got to show appreciation to your opponent once in a while, you know?
Oh, I think that's amazing.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
More people, you heels out there, you should be doing that more often.
Yes. Once things open up more, I know things are starting, at least in the States, to open up a little bit more. I see there's a little bit more shows here and there going on.
Yeah.
Amazing for professional wrestling, because I know everybody misses that going out and, you know, being a part of a show. Like for me in Canada, there's nothing. Absolutely.
I know.
Nothing. Zero.
I know. You are completely locked down. SoCal Val is too. She's in England.
Yeah.
She married an English. Yeah. And we have WrestleCon. I'll be doing a signing at WrestleCon this coming week. And I already started packing. I got to show you this video of what my suitcase looks like.
Okay.
Remind me. We'll exchange some phone numbers after this.
Sounds good.
Because we're DMing each other, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I forgot I changed my number. You don't have my new number. I'm like, why is she DMing me? You know, but what I'm nervous about, I'm so used to being isolated and I'm nervous that I'm going to be so exhausted being so social and around so many people that I'm not going to know how to handle it. Because when I go to Costco or Albertsons or the grocery store or Walmart or like to run our errands to get stuff for the house, detergent and stuff like that. When we go to Costco and he goes, oh, do you want to swing by Walmart? We need this. I go, no, I need to go home. I go, I'm exhausted after that one Costco trip.
Yeah.
And I'm not being on. I'm just shopping.
Right.
It's like dodging people in the carts and stuff like that. And, you know, you're wearing your mask. You can't breathe. And, I'm nervous about like being back in the convention scene, you know, wearing the mask. And I bought the face shield, the plastic clear one, you know, and
well,
I'm going to take that off.
Pictures.
Yeah, that, and I'll have a rule, like, we don't have volunteers either, like people that run on your side.
Yeah.
So Jolene, the girl that made my outfit, is going to be, she's bringing her son who's going to do the pictures for Gail and I. and Jolene's going to be collecting the money for the convention. And I told Jolene, bring your business cards. Let me pass them out. You know, people need ring gear, and she's the best, and she's not expensive. Mm. And she's really freaking fast too. I mean, my ring gear, she made it in 2 days.
That's amazing. Because that ring gear was gorgeous.
Thank you. I wanted it. I got the neck. I said, you have my patterns. Can you make the neck a little higher? Because, you know, we get older, we get that turkey neck.
Yeah.
And then she goes, your butt used to be like this. And I go, oh no, add 4 inches. She goes, you need to stop by my house in Orlando, or Tampa. And she was like, stop by my house. She goes, I need to measure your butt. She goes, I need to measure your back and like what's in your tummy and stuff. And I said, I'm 50. I want to be a little, I don't need to show cleavage. I don't need my butt cheeks hanging out too much.
Mm-hmm.
And what was my point of this? Oh, about the convention.
Yeah.
I'm really like, I'll take pictures off like the mask, but you can't turn your head to talk to me. I don't want the air. I don't want to feel the breath on me.
Right.
I just don't want to risk my family. My dad's in his 80s. I'm not going to come back and like go see my dad. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, it's weird. Like I'm scared of being back social because I'm so used to being by myself during the day,
mm-hmm.
and going, you know, like not going clubbing. You know, no clubs are open yet. Like, or I can't club anyways. I'm too old for that. I just don't have the energy. I'm one that likes to be in bed by 7 o'clock, like in my pajamas for Netflix.
Kindred,
you know. Yes, right? Yeah. Who would have thought? Like, I was talking to ODB. She goes, she's doing a food trucking tonight at an apartment complex. She goes, all these young people are just waking up, and they're coming out in their pajamas, and it's 5 o'clock. She goes, they must be bartenders. She goes, remember back in, I go, I would not ever go back to do bartending and getting home at 4 a.m. I like to be in my PJs, and if it's dark outside, it's time to go home. We're like, we reverse. We're kids. We're like, the lights went on. The street lights went on. I better be home, you know? I've
yes.
changed, right? Like, we would change in our age that we just appreciate rest and
yeah.
getting proper sleep. And, yeah, crazy, right?
For me, like, if I don't get in 8 hours, I am a crank and you don't want to be around me. And I don't want to say I'm completely useless, but like to get me to do something encourages a lot of motivation because I'm just not getting going.
Yeah. And it's either one cup of coffee. And if you don't get enough sleep, it's a cup and a half for me because, well, my mugs are really gigantic. So my one mug is 2 cups, but yeah, when I don't proper sleep, I'm very quiet and I don't respond. And I just don't want to talk to people, and I'm not social, and I don't snap right away, but I can't tolerate like someone with a bonehead comment or something like that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And those are the days, like if I don't proper sleep, I don't go on social media. You know what I mean? I'm just like, right? Yeah. It just, it nags at you and you're like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this, right? Yeah. You second guess everything you're doing. Yeah.
And they'll even be like somebody with like the nicest comment, like, oh, you're so beautiful. I'm like, is that the way you talk to women on social media? Like, I'll respond like that. And I'm like, oh, that probably.
Or when they say like, oh, your body is so amazing. You know what, mister? I have a personality too. Is my personality not like hot either? You know, you're like, all you see is my butt and boobs. You know,
yeah.
And you're like going, oh, they're trying to be so nice, but you're like, you take it wrong, right? You're taking it like,
I'm not just
physicality, right? I mean, I'm not just physical. You know, I have feelings. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking that. Yeah, totally. We're so alike.
I feel like if we were still in the same area code, we could like.
Oh, yeah. We'd be, like, come over. Yeah.
Post-COVID, hang out in our pajamas, drink some wine, and just chill.
No makeup, doing Vic cream. Yeah.
No lashes. Just.
Oh, yeah. I can't even I don't know how you do it. I still don't know how to put them on.
Oh, well, now that I'm not wrestling, and I found this out recently, it is the most glorious product.
Magnetic
lashes.
Yeah. I got Val on those, and I need to order some for WrestleCon. But I'm rooming with Melina Perez. I'm rooming with her, and I go, do you know how to put eyelashes on? She goes, kind of, sort of, it's a hit or miss. And I go, okay, Gail is there. She's an expert at eyelashes. I'm going to have to ask her for help. I just ordered something on Facebook. This is also algorithm. It's you ever see that when they put the eyelash on your skin and they're pulling the eyelash and it's pulling your skin, mm-hmm. it doesn't come off? I mean, it's not permanent, but it stays intact. I ordered that, and I'm like, what am I doing? I don't even know how to put them on properly. And thank God I wear glasses. Look at my eyelashes. I don't use Latisse or anything like that that makes your eyelashes grow anymore. Yeah. It's too expensive. I'm just like, you know, I wear reading glasses, so what?
They're magnetic, so.
Like, which brand? Ardell?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to go look upstairs. I got them just recently for my birthday, and I was like, oh, these are the best. So now I, like, wear them whenever
I take a picture and send it to me. I want to know the brand.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the best, so.
I know.
So, I don't want to keep too much of your time because I know, like, you obviously have a certain rule that you don't go, but I do have a couple more questions before
we Yeah, absolutely. Yes, well, it's fine. He hasn't texted me. He's on his way home.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, good.
So, okay, yeah, you're good.
But one of my major questions that I have for you is obviously the Hall of Fame this week is going on for WrestleMania. When that day comes for you, who do you want to induct you into the Hall of Fame?
I couldn't even tell you.
It's going to come.
I couldn't even tell you. I really couldn't tell. I have so many. Like, I'm one of the lucky ones. Kindness pays off because you're still friends with all the people you work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you're bitter or snobby or, like, got to get your shit in on matches, people don't want to work with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or if you're too snug, you're too stiff. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I would like a few girls. I would ask WWE if I can have a few girls do that. Mm-hmm. And of course I'm not one to rock the boat, you know, and I'd rather them just be in charge of assigning somebody that they think that I've, you know, with the angles and all that kind of stuff and my close friends. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Oh, makes sense.
You know, I don't know. There's too many freaking girls that I love working with. When I got inducted at the Cauliflower Alley, in the Hall of Fame there.
Yeah.
My first request, Jim Ross was the one that inducted me. Okay. But they asked me, who would you like to induct you? And I said, can I get Tommy Dreamer? I go, because that'd be a hoot. Like, cause he knows stories about me, but mm-hmm. I would have to have a conversation, you know, hey, keep in mind, I have a family, you know,
right.
Like, come on. You know, like, you don't stooge me off too much, but, they said, oh, he's not part of the Cauliflower Alley. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, man, that would have been so entertaining. And I looked like all the guests, and I'm like, the only person that knows me well is Jim Ross. He's the one that hired me. And he was the best talent relations guy ever. I mean, you can just freaking pull him aside when at catering. Hey, I have a – can I talk to you? Wouldn't go, I'm busy. He would never shun you. He was so, like, available. And he was the one I went up to and said, I want to go to wrestling school. Jerry Lawler says I should move to Memphis. And he goes, are you willing to move? And I'm like, anything to make myself better in the ring? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm willing to move. And so I had Jim Ross do it. But that's a hard one. I have so many close friends now that I still keep in touch via Voxer.
Yeah.
You know, Voxer should sponsor me because I talk about Voxer every freaking show I do. You know,
Voxer's
the best app. It is, because you can, you know, when you do the audio on iPhone, if mm-hmm. it turns black, it stops your message.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you turn it to the side, it deletes it. In a Voxer, I can just press it, do dishes, and then I have to do this, and then I have to do that. Yeah, and you can listen to Voxer while you're doing dishes, and the phone will go, it'll still keep on going. I love it.
And you can talk for 15 minutes, because I know some people will contact me on Facebook, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm responding back
one minute.
And I'm like, I didn't get none of my point across in 1 minute.
I know. And then you have to listen back to your message. You're like, where did it stop at? I don't even know where she even listened till. Yeah, yeah, I know. I know.
I love Voxer for that as well. So
I did too.
I'm glad that a few people still have that app, because it makes a great.
Gail won't download it. She goes, girl, you still have Voxer? Oh, my God. I'm like, I go, can you download it? I go, I hate these audio messages when I'm sending it to you because I'm a slow texter and people think I'm mad when I text. My responses are like, yes, maybe, tomorrow. They're like, is everything okay? I'm just slow at texting.
Yeah.
I'm an audio girl. I'm like, and then it doesn't, the tones and all that kind of stuff. I just hate it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been misinterpreted so many times in my text too. Cause I do proper grammar too. Like I'm putting my commas and my periods and people are like,
I don't,
I thought you were like being like direct and like kind of mean because you put a period. I'm like, but that's just proper English.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. I forget to do that. But have you ever done a Voxer? I do this occasionally. Like some of the audios, like on iPhone when I'm just texting somebody, I'll go, I am going to CVS, period. I need to get detergent, period. I forget to say period sometimes. And so I will do a Voxer going, hey, guys, I'm going to go to the bank to open a GA account, period. I don't know why I said period. I'm doing a Voxer message, right? Have you done that?
I haven't done that. No, I haven't done
really?
That.
Really?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, I was saying to somebody, like a lot of people are asking if I want to write a book. I do want to eventually write
a
book.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, but my grammar, math, I was good at math and science back in the day. Math, not so much because of the iPhone.
Yeah.
And my grammar is the shit.
Well, they have people that help you, I think.
Yeah, like a ghostwriter, but you can tell the stories and then you can reread it saying, oh, that's not really what I would say.
You can adjust it as needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Actually, Dan Murphy, who wrote with Pat LaPrade, wrote Squared Circle or the Sisterhood of the Squared Circle, and he also has one coming out called The Wrestler's Wrestler. Maybe get in contact with him because he might be able to, if you want to write a book, put like in, a word for you wherever.
If you have contacts with him, you can reach out to him and just say, hey, Lisa.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. So one last question before I let you go, because it's Mania week, I have to ask, what is your favorite WrestleMania moment of yours?
I think shaving Molly Holly's hair. It's a hard one. Like one of my favorite matches was when Jazz, Trish, and I had the triple threat because when I watched that match, I'm like, man, we were in place at perfect time. The timing on everything. It was, I haven't watched it until someone tweeted it. And I'm like, wow, it was a great spot. I don't remember that, but Molly Holly wanting to be the first person to get her head shaved on a Mania event and as a female or on WWE. And her going to the office, I want to get my head shaved. And they said, who would you like your opponent? And she said, Victoria.
Amazing.
Wow. I was like, you said me? She goes, yeah. She goes, I really like working you, I'm one of the giving people. I'm like, I don't care if I look like an asshole. And especially when you have good chemistry with somebody, you know what I mean? I remember like when Candace had her last match at House of Hardcore at Tommy's show, Dreamer's show, she wanted it with me. You know what I mean? So it was like, that was my longevity, I think. It's like working with the rookies. I made people feel at ease because when I worked with Jazz in the ring at OVW, she taught me how to lead a match and how to make the person feel calm. She used to talk to me, you all right, baby? All right, baby. All right. Get up. Okay, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to go gloat and just come back. You're right. And then you have to, like, make the person, like, you got to have that them trust you and not, like, deer in headlights, like, and I would use, like what they would say, no one knows your match. They don't know what you're supposed to do. So if we mess up, we're human. Keep on going. Who cares?
Right.
But of course the smart marks will let you know when you mess up. But it's okay. The show must go on. It's, you know what? Don't even apologize. Things happen. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I slipped on your, there was oil on the rope, so I slipped on your tights or, things go wrong. People don't realize that accidents happen, but we're freaking human. We get one chance to get it right.
Well, we're basically like, people love going to the movies, and I use this analogy frequently. They love going to the movies, And I'm like, okay, but there's stunt people who fill in for those actual people a lot of times, and we're stunt people without ropes. So, I mean, it's one and of the same. It's entertainment.
And also, too, Steph, is they're like, why did you lose that match?
Yes.
Do you think actors go to the script and going, why am I dying at the end? I don't want to die at the end. It's a freaking entertainment show. I mean, it's a story. It's a story, and you're like, I don't want to lose. Why should I lose?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, come on. This is not MMA or a boxing match.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Right? That annoys me, too. You're right. Yeah. And they have stunt people that are probably freaking pro wrestlers.
Well, I know a few people. I mean, Angelina Love, for one, has done a lot of stunt work. I know
Taryn Terrell.
A name who I haven't said in a long time, Lorelai Lee used to do it as well. She was on the
I didn't know that.
And did it. So, I mean, there's lots of people who are taking pro wrestling and using it in the, the movie genre.
Yeah, good
for
them.
Yeah,
good
definitely.
For them.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, your longevity in wrestling is only for so long. I mean, not everybody can be Ric Flair, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He does have a gift. My God, he must drink formaldehyde to keep his body young, right? Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, he's not wrestling so much, but he's out there with Charlotte every so often.
I know.
He just had that little feud with Lacey Evans there for a bit. So, yeah, I mean, he's constantly around the product and just doing new things, which is amazing.
Yeah, he's like, it's truly in his soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's one person that's in his soul, that wrestling is in his soul. He'll never be out of it.
Obviously, it passed down in his bloodline as well because of his kids and everybody that has wrestled. So,
you know, when I saw Charlotte, I go, hey, we're all going out to eat and get a couple drinks after the show at the Rumble. And she's like, oh, I'm going straight back home. And then Rick was like, Victoria, I've tried. She won't go out. And I was like, oh, that did not pass along the generation.
No.
And I was like, what? I go, Ashley, Charlotte. I didn't know what to call her because it's like, you know how we all call each other by our gimmick names anyways in real life. And I was like, what happened? She goes, I need my rest. She's a workhorse. And her like matches are like insane. So I get it. But I was really surprised.
Yeah, that's definitely, I wouldn't have expected that either. But I mean, good for her, you know, what works for her dad doesn't work for her. So she knows how to rein it in and go home. I was always guilty if somebody was like, oh, come on, Stephanie, let's go out. And I'm like, okay, for an hour. And then like, I end up staying forever and it just,
but our going out is not going out, at a dance club. We're like at TGIF or Waffle House
or something.
Just hanging out, sitting at the restaurant, having a couple drinks and just laughing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And jumping table to table because all the boys are there and just having, just talking like, do you remember this time? Do you remember this time? And reminiscing. That's going out for us. We don't go out and party and like, maybe we were much younger, like, Chavo guilty, like getting on the dance bar tables and dancing with the shirt off and stuff like that. But we used to travel with them and that was the biggest pop of the night. Like Candace and I are like, do it. Yeah, we would be bad. We were bad.
Bad influences?
Influences, totally. You won't do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Egging them on.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
So are we doing questions at the end after this podcast for your Patreon? What's your Patreon address?
Patreon.com/SassySteffi. But while we're talking about promotion, why don't you put over your social media, everything with GAW TV. I want to talk about GAW TV too before we finish because I said in the beginning, it's such an amazing show. I mean, you have Mickey James, you have SoCal Val that's co-hosting it with you. You have wonderful guests who are on all the time. I mean, just it's grown-ass women talking nonsense, and I love that.
Don't you love that?
Yes.
It's basically you're inviting our house, like, you're in my kitchen. I try to do something on my bed to be comfortable, but I cannot get comfortable filming myself without the bed going. Like, it's, I was trying to change the scenery, but you're in our home. We're just being real, and we're talking about real stuff. And we have amazing guests, not just wrestling. We have drag queens, like you said. We have you know, Claudia Wells from Back to the Future. We had, I mean, just, we have like, you know, what's hard about it? Like now our friends are like, why haven't you asked me to be on your show? And now we're like going, oh my God, we already have, like next week is another guest. We already have booked and we film like 3 weeks sometimes in advance. Same. But sometimes we get behind where we're like, oh my God, we got to film something.
Yeah.
We don't have a guest.
Same way.
You know what I mean? But it's like when you start hurting people's feelings about not including them on the show, and you're, that's a great problem to have, because I hear a lot of podcasts, it's hard to get a guest. You know?
Right? Especially relevant people, because like right now with everything being closed down because of COVID, and now it's starting to get back up, thank God. But like for me, I was never in WWE, TNA, Impact, or anything like that. So I have to get media requests for all these people. And because I don't have a lot of subscribers and all of that so far, they're like, oh, what's your numbers? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, they ask us when you have like 100,000. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. We're trying to get to 10,000. Mm. And it's like, that's difficult.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're like, wow, how are these other people getting so many freaking subscribers? You have Mickey James, who's current on the roster. SoCal Val is like a great host and have been on TNA. And, you know, I've been in both companies. And, like, you have three wrestlers on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, three entertainment, you know what I mean, people in the
biz. Yeah, definitely.
And it's really hard. And the algorithms are, like, the key, too. I did not know that. We're still learning. We're still learning about that. But our Doc TV show is just, it's just about real stuff. And, like, it was originally, like, about – It's about like women empowering, you know, like how do you, you know, it's not a Debbie Downer show. We do talk about serious stuff, but it's not a place where, you know, we're in the live chat room when we air on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, youtube.com, Got TV show. And then we're in the live chat, all of us. And then whoever's a guest, they pop in occasionally too, when they're available. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to chit chat with them. And then we're still trying to be respectful to the show. We can't respond to every single person. That feed goes really fast.
Yeah.
And I'm a slow texter. I mean, a typer. You'll just see me go, yay, thank you. Oh, I appreciate that. I can't type fast.
Yeah.
I'm blind and I'm like, I'm slow at it. I took typing classes in junior high. That did not take. And, but it's a very interactive, and very fan friendly, show. And we do have a Patreon also, God TV. And we do a Zoom chat every month. And it's all three of us girls with all of our top tier members. And like we give gifts out and stuff like that. And try to make that unique is really, it's hard too, you know, to try to make it a little different and like get perks and stuff like that. You know, it's very time consuming. And
I can imagine for you guys, because I know you guys recently did the baseball cap and you have SoCal Val who's in
England. So Mickey is just shipping out.
And you have you in California. So to get the transit of that can be difficult.
So I, you know, me with my baseball hats, you know, I always wear my hats, right? I got the hats, shipped them out to Mickey. Mickey signed and shipped them out to there. To get to UK, we don't have a definite answer when they get the package at all. It's like, And so they get it later, but they're all really cool people. Like some of our top tier people actually help edit our show.
Amazing.
Yeah. They get the unedited version and then they're like, oh, you need to edit out this part. And so they get to see the real us. Oh, God damn it. Let me do that again. And they see that the real stuff, you know what I mean? Which they appreciate, you know,
right.
But you know, you can follow us on Instagram. We are doing a charity event. The Dressalmania is like the girls from WWE, TNA. We had Ginger Minj, Claudia Wells donate a dress. Their gowns that are like, you know, I'm shocked that we got this many like girls donating their really hot items to sell. And 100% goes to Girl Up. We don't keep anything. It's for a good cause. And we were just shocked like when we thought we were finished with some dresses that some girls were like, hey, I'd like to donate a dress. We're like, oh my God, you need to send a picture of you in it because our last posting, I mean, the auction ends on Wednesday, you know, like once we post a girl, they have 5 days for the auction on eBay. So we're so excited about that. And SoCal Val and her husband were the ones that came up with the idea. And we had to wait for Nikki to talk to Stephanie McMahon, and Stephanie McMahon was very supportive for a good cause.
That's
and so
fantastic.
We went to one of their number one girl empowerment charity. So yeah, check that out. We're trying to raise a lot of money for them. That'd be, yeah, we're going to do this annually. And the list, you got to go to our, like, how many girls, like gottv.com.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see, the girls that are donating.
Oh, you have great ones. I've seen a
Soraya,
lot already.
Yeah, Soraya.
Yeah.
Nia Jax, Natty Neidhart. Oh, my God. Brooke Adams. Sure. Yeah. All these, we were shocked that we got this. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's for a good cause. So that's when you find the real cool people that are like, I want to be part of it. You know, that's cool. Yeah.
That is.
But you can follow God TV. You guys all know, it's like, you can plug in my social media, but mostly God TV, you know, because that's my priority.
Fantastic. And so you guys know, you guys heard us talking about subscribers. Go subscribe to God TV and go subscribe to the Talking Sass channel as well, because those are so important. Like I said, the algorithms that we're talking about and having subscribers make a big difference. So if you are listening or watching, go and click subscribe wherever you're participating.
Click subscribe and put the likey button. Click the likey. It helps us out because it with more subscribers, it makes our show better, and we can invest more into our show.
Exactly. Well, Lisa, it's been a blast having you on. I thank you so much. And you know what?
I love you. It's been too damn long since we've seen each other.
Well, now we're going to have Voxer and each other's current phone numbers so we can keep in contact much easier.
Yes, and I apologize for my rambling ahead.
Oh, no worries. No worries. We're all in the same way. It's hard for me being a host because I'm like, okay, do I tell them this story? No, let me hold that back because it's not about me.
No, I know. We have a guest. You're like, oh, I want to tell a story. Oh, this is about the guest. Yeah, I know. We cross that too. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys, this has been Lisa, as also known as Tara, also known as Victoria, and we'll see you guys next time.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Work. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Work, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out, WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.